This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Ellis Paul.
I don't have a long enough attention span to be a novelist. I can write a 3-minute song, 5-minute song, and after that I start to lose focus.
Ellis Paul first picked up the guitar as a student at Boston College while convalescing from an injury running track. He fell in love with songwriting. Paul's singular focus on songcraft has earned him critical accolades and a loyal fan base. In fact, after many years, the musician parted company with his label, Rounder Records, and turned to his listeners for financial support. Fans proved their commitment by forking over $100,000 so Ellis could record his latest album, The Day After Everything Changed.
I am Russ, you can trust that you'll never be the same, 'cause it's the day after everything changed.
There's been a lot of changes in my life. I'm separated from my wife, and our family situation is changing, and leaving the record label and then moving and trying to figure out how do I get my career from one point to point B. So there's a lot of doors that I'm going through and a lot of crossroads that I'm crossing. But the thing I like about writing people who are in that kind of a crossroad is that you're really only writing about the moment where they're confronted by the crossroads, and you have to suggest everything that came prior to it. And then you have to suggest everything about where the character's going to go. It's like diving into the crucial part of a novel.
In the first 30 seconds, she told him she was leaving. She picked up a one-way suitcase. He stood there disbelieving. Then a minute passed, she turned and walked, left him without the means to talk.
I remember one conversation with my dad when I was about 27 on the steps, when it looked like I was going to be spending a lot of time trying to make this thing get off the ground, and he told me, you can't do this. You got to think about getting your act together and get back into grad school and find something safe. And I was really pissed off at him for that conversation, and it took me a while to shut him up. About 5 years after that conversation, I think I finally won him over and convinced him. When I started making more money than they made, you know, that's when they really came around. But it took that. It took some sort of financial verification that I was going to do one step better than, because that's what every parent wants for their kids, is just do one step better than I did. The challenging part is trying to maintain some sort of sense of home. And like, I'm a dad, and you know, I'm on my second marriage, and it's struggling with my travel schedules, and that's always been a part of the difficulty of being with me in a relationship.
I'm a one-man line, 24-hour store.
It's sort of an artificial nature to being on the road. I mean, if I didn't have attachments back home, I could live on the road and be centered. But when you're constantly distracted, and like my daughter started school yesterday, and it was great, and I was there for it, and I was really happy to be there for it. But today, it's a second day, and I wasn't there at all. So I'm like, you know, and I missed Halloween this year. And, you know, I'm trying to set up the parameters of my travel so that I can be there for event kind of moments. But sometimes, financially, I can't afford to be there. Like, Halloween happened on a Saturday, so I had a really good offer to play and make several $1,000 up in Boston, and I felt like we can't afford not to take it because my wife doesn't work, so I have to do these things at times, and that's the real struggle. Obviously, if I was really wealthy, I could bring my family with me and be on the road, but that no one wants to live like that. No one but me wants to be on the road doing this. My family doesn't. My kids will get bored of it. All the romantic partners I have would get bored of it at some point. I've done a lot of cool things. I mean, I really feel like I know the country. I know the regional differences, not only in geography, but in the people that are living there and how California affects people in a different way than, say, Texas does, or the reservedness of the people in Minnesota and how they don't clap as loud as the people, say, in Georgia, and why, and what New England's like versus Ohio. And traveling throughout the country for 20 years has just been an honor.
Ellis Paul, his latest album is The Day After Everything Changed. For Musician's Life, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.